Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here with the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, be involved, be engaged, be part of. That's really what it boils down to. So, I'm just going to jump in and look at a couple things. Little housekeeping here. If you want to get notified via, you know, email every week, who's coming on the show, what we're going to be doing, that kind of stuff, you want to head over to therealside.com, realside.com. Sign up for the newsletter. If you simply want to be notified by text message and get your text alerts, then text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. And what else do I need to do here? Oh, yeah. Some of you know the ongoing legal battle that we have with Katie Hill. Would love for you guys to get involved with it. Look, a lot of us are willing to take the bullets. We're willing to wear the flak jackets. We're willing to get into the fight. But I'm not going to do it. Not going to continue to do it if I don't get some help. We're looking at a lawsuit that will cost me, us, about $50,000 by the time we're done. And there's no insurance that covers that. And she's just looking to break us. She's looking to break a lot of us. Don't let that happen. Don't let her do it. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, if you head up to the website, go to therealside.com/helpjoe. Therealside.com/helpjoe. Okay, let's get into it because I got so much I want to hit on. You know, I've been telling you for a long time, ultimately what this boils down to is they hate us. Can we just be honest about it? They hate us. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know what I mean by they. The hardcore left-wing whacktoids, the ones that has left the Democrat Party years ago, they want this country totally different than it is today. And don't give me that crud. You guys on the left who like to write me? Don't give me that stuff that, what is it, you want to go back to the days of slavery, where women were second-class citizens, where we're going to stop that. Go sell that to somebody else who's not smart enough to figure out that you're just a hack. Because that's not it at all, and you know that's not it at all. What it truly is, what it honestly is I want to go back to the days when people loved this country for this country, when they were willing to fight for this country because of the freedoms it brought. Well, when they were willing to look at their own party and go, you're whacked. No, we're not doing that. Those are the days I want to go back to. Where people were proud of saluting the flag in the morning. You know, that oppressive flag that they've taught people. That it's not oppressive. It is liberty and justice for all. But it doesn't automatically happen. People are human beings. People get stupid. I had people that were friends of mine for years that in the recent outbreaks in the last 2 years were outspoken on how they felt about black people. Well, guess what? I don't hang out with them anymore. Because there's, you know what? There's scum in every walk. black, white, Asian, Hispanic. Yeah, I know, I left out a bunch of people, but too bad. Every group has their people. Every human being has the ability to be evil. I don't care what color you are, what size you are, what party you belong to. And we have to learn how to fight back. You can no longer sit on the couch, watch the news, and just go, oh, that's crazy. That would never happen. That's why we're in the mess we're in, by the way. How many of you, now you're home alone or whatever, or wherever alone, you don't have to raise your hand. How many of you, for real, sat there watching stories, listening to stories, seeing stories, and went, well, this is America. That won't happen here. We won't allow that to happen. Well, guess what happened? Well, you were not allowing that to happen. It happened. Seriously. How are you going to fix it? See, it's up to you and I to fix it. They're not going to fix it. They love it this way. And you know who I mean by them. They love it this way. And I love what we've bought into here. Somebody wrote earlier, which is so true. Joe got in. What's the first thing? Open borders. Right? Let's give citizenship. Now, I love this. Let's give citizenship to the 11 million people. Joe, that was so 30 years ago. It ain't 11 million people anymore. It's 30 million people. Just under. War on Christianity. Think about that. What other groups were barred? Were the mosques? Were the Muslims? And I'm not picking on Muslims, but they were allowed to pray in the streets of New York City. They were allowed to stop and have prayer in groups. You didn't hear about it. Why? Because mainstream media would never cover something like that. Never. The Jews and the Christians. Why? What are they afraid of? The war on conservatives. If you don't believe there's a war on conservatives, then I don't know what Kool-Aid you're drinking. Tell me what color it is so I don't drink it by accident. How's that? I made a statement last night. Some people got mad at me, sent me an email. We have not lost 500,000 people to COVID. If you believe that, you're part of the problem. Go look at the numbers. All right? People are dying from COVID who didn't have COVID. Get what I'm saying? Heart disease, gone. Cancer, gone. People don't die of those things anymore. They don't die of the seasonal flu. Joe will see you at your house. Be back in a few minutes. I got more to burn off here.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
Feel the rhythm now. You should be singing together, you and me, all night holding hands and moving on. You should be singing together, you and me, come on baby. You should be
We are back.
Steve Frank.
You're listening to the Real Side on GCN Live.
Hello.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, when it comes to California politics, when it comes to California craziness, I mean, I'm seriously, some people have got to feel like they're listening and watching the goings-on of another planet somewhere in the universe. I just don't know where. And recently you've heard that the recall of Governor Newsom, it looks like it's going to happen. It looks like it's going to go through. And I've seen some numbers that I'm not really quite sure are real or true. So even though majority of people want to recall Newsom or have signed a large group of people have signed a petition, of those who signed the petition, I'm looking at numbers that say it's anywhere between 33 and 38% of those people have signed it. Well, they're not so sure they really want to would vote to recall him. But I'm not in it every day. That's why I like to bring people on that are. Steve Frank joins me, and Steve is a Republican strategist here in the state of California. He's been involved in politics here. I don't want to tell him how long you've been in. If you want to tell him, you go for it, too.
Well, I walked my first precinct for Nixon for president in 1960, so I've been around a while. A long while.
All right.
And I'm way too old to be subtle. And so you bring up a very important question, but full disclosure, I am a strategist for the Recall Gavin 2020 committee. So let me answer your question. We have, at this point, north of 1.7 million signatures in. We're having a verification rate of around 82 to 84% based on the county. Normally, you get only 75%. So we feel very confident that we are going to have sufficient signatures to force a recall of Governor Newsom. Then you bring up the question about those who signed the recall, whether or not they would be willing to actually vote for a recall. Well, that's going to be a major political campaign between the candidates for governor as well as the three recall committees explaining why it's important to recall Governor Newsom. My view has been, as long as those people who have lost their jobs, people who have lost their businesses, parents who have had their kids out of school for over a year, people who have not been able to go to church, these folks are the majority of Californians, and they will vote for a recall. So I'm not concerned about the recall getting on the ballot, nor am I concerned about the recall passing. It will pass.
And explain to people who are not understanding how the recall process works what it takes, because technically once he's recalled, you immediately vote for governor, don't you?
Well, on the ballot, there's only two questions. The first question is, shall Gavin Newsom be recalled as governor of California? Yes or no? And if the yeses have it, then the second part of the ballot becomes operable, because there will be, in 2003, there was 132 people who had the names on the ballot to run for governor of California. And it does not take a majority vote. There's no runoff. The person who has the most votes, even if it's only 22% of the vote, becomes governor 10 days after the vote is certified by the Secretary of State.
10 days. That's pretty fast.
That's what happened with Schwarzenegger, and that's actually in the state law, that the Secretary of State has to verify the vote. And then within 10 days of the Secretary of State issuing the verification, the new governor takes office.
Wow. But then on top of that, he or she has to run again in 22, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. And let me throw a little hook here. Gavin Newsom can run again in 2022.
Oh, my God. That would take
being recalled. Being recalled does not mean you can't run for the office again.
Wow. No, only impeachment does that, correct?
Only impeachment.
Yeah.
Well, even impeachment doesn't do that. That throws you out of office. It doesn't necessarily mean you can't run for office. And here in the state of California, the state law does not prohibit somebody that's been recalled from office from running again in a future election.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. This guy went from, I don't know where his approval rating is right now, but, I mean, at one point in time, it was up in the mid-60s, and I think I saw one 2 or 3 weeks ago that had him down to in the mid-30s, and that's a pretty quick nosedive from the summertime, and he thinks he can, you know, look at what he's doing right now to try to make it look like he's allowing kids to go back to school, he's trying to allow businesses to reopen, but he's really not, is he? There's a big smokescreen going on.
Well, the interesting thing is he presented a plan to the legislature, which, as you know, Joe, is a supermajority in the Assembly and the Senate for the Democrats, and they vetoed it. They said, no, we don't like your plan. So even the Democrats aren't willing to open up the schools yet.
No, and I'll tell you what, he had a plan. It was quite interesting when you look down at the numbers. For a school district that was my size, for us, he was going to give us, notice he said give, he was going to give us $12 million in taxpayer dollars. And what we had to do is we would have to do weekly checks on every student coming in and out of the schools. But the problem was that the time frame that he gave us to do it in, it would have cost us $27 million to do it over a period of time. But he was only allowing us $12 million to cover our expenses. I mean, this guy has not been able to add two numbers together to save his life since he's been governor, has he?
Well, that's the example of all government mandates. State government mandates, there is a chapter law that was called Prop 98 that mandated that the state of California, when they mandate something, had to pay the full cost of the mandate. Well, once that passed, they forgot about it, and they don't enforce it anymore. So he could get away with mandating the testing, even giving the $12 million, knowing that the actual cost to your district is approximately $27 million. It doesn't matter to them, as long as they could have the headline, Newsom orders schools open. That's the headline that he's looking for, even if they don't.
Yeah, I explained to people that what he did was in relieving some of these edicts that he put on there, he sent it down to the counties, and the counties had to decide, you know, what they were going to enforce or not enforce, which, for all intents and purposes, changed almost nothing in Los Angeles County and actually even made it worse in some cases. Hey, we've got to go for a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more about some of the craziness going on in California. Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up the break. Steve Frank will still be with us.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Coronavirus cases and hospitalizations continue to fall in the U.S., with cases down 40% over the last 14 days, and hospitalizations at their lowest level since early November. But Dr. Anthony Fauci says that doesn't mean we can get complacent. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNN that we have to continue both mitigation efforts and vaccination programs to continue those downward trends.
We've got to, as quickly and as efficiently as possible, get as many people vaccinated as we can at the same time that we continue with our public health measures, because when people look at that curve every day in the newspaper, it's very steeply going down, which is terrific news. The infections per day are going down. We can't pull back on that and get complacent, because if we do, we could see a surge.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. This is a real sign of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Stop being part of the problem. The way you become part of the solution is you get informed, you get engaged. All right, get away from Facebook. Facebook is not your friend. It's not helping you. You're not turning anybody on Facebook. I got news for you. All right, if anything, they're there to aggravate you, to get you crazy, to the point where you get thrown off of Facebook. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me get back to my guest, Steve Frank. He is he's with the Recall Gavin 2020 Committee and the senior editor at the California Political Review. Steve, always a pleasure to have you on with me.
Thank you, Joe. Glad to be with you.
You know, again, I've been saying for years, I joke with people and go, look, if you want to see how the country would run under Democrat rule, just look at California. They didn't buy it, apparently. Look at what's going on out there, and we're not getting any better here. I was joking with you during the break. This is like Venezuela North around here. We lose power, and we're losing power because of the eco freaks, right?
That's correct, because we're being mandated to use wind turbines and solar instead of nuclear and coal. Nuclear and coal are cheap. Solar and wind turbines are very expensive, as well as totally unreliable. And that's what we're forced to do. And as we phase out of oil, as Governor Newsom wants us to do, and the mentally challenged Joe Biden, we're looking at a Venezuela future for California.
Yeah, I think of this stuff. I see what's going on with it, and I'm telling people, here's the asinine part about it. We have spent $1 billion on these wind farms, and the funny thing about them is they're also, they're grants through federal dollars. It's all tax money, the way you look at it. So we've got these wind farms because we're going to harness the wind to provide electricity, right, during the windy season. And what happens? They shut them down. We can't use them. And we've spent all that money. To your point, they're expensive to maintain. They're expensive to put up.
Now, as you know, the leftists and the progressives hate it when we have oil derricks out in the middle of the ocean because they're ugly. Well, the Democrats now have a bill in Sacramento to create wind farms in the ocean. So if you didn't like the oil derricks, you'll get to see wind farms instead. And, of course, in the ocean, the cost of that, it would be so immense that the cost of electricity will go up dramatically, the reliability goes down, and the ability of California manufacturers to actually keep their business running will be lost, and it will be another reason, besides the high taxes, to force manufacturers out of the state of California because they won't be able to afford unreliable electricity.
You know, Steve, I know you have your pulse on California, you know, politics and what have you, and what's going on up in Sacramento. It is amazing to me that nobody up there, you know, you hear the Dems complaining about what's going on. You hear the Dems complaining about the governor. They could easily pass another resolution to take the power away from him. They can't get it out of committee. It's just amazing. And with his approval rating where it is and what's going on now, I don't understand why they just go crashing forward and take this power away from him. What is stopping them from doing this?
Well, at some point in time, the Democrats are going to realize it. They'll throw him under the bus and blame the Republicans for it, all of this.
Yes.
And here's a little tidbit for you and your audience. They could do it almost overnight because under the state constitution, it takes 30 days for a bill to be in the clerk's desk before it could go to a hearing. Now they have suspended the state constitution. Imagine, the legislature has taken it upon itself to suspend the state constitution, and now it's only a 72-hour notice. So you can make a notice on Friday afternoon, and Monday afternoon you could hear the bill, and no one would know about it.
Wow. And they know this. And I don't know whether they're not pushing forward. What do we have? We have 9 senators in left, don't we? 7 or 9?
Well, we have 9 left, and I believe 3 of them voted to do this.
Wow. And what about the assembly side?
I don't know the answer to that, how many voted on the assembly side. Literally, they voted to suspend the Constitution. We don't have constitutional rights in California because they have the right to suspend it by a 2/3 vote, which they had.
Wow. Well, it only goes to show you, again, what happens when we don't have strong Republicans, we don't have people that are willing to speak up and push back. And the bottom line with it is, again, we will keep losing in this state. I mean, the people that you and I know, the people that we talk to on a regular basis in the Republican Party, they're always talking about how we have to come more to the center. We have to soften it up. You know, we will never win the state back unless we do. Well, why don't we just register with Democrats, right?
Well, that's exactly the point. And it's shocking to see that some Republicans in the state Senate actually voted for this to suspend the state constitution. As you could say, suspend the state constitution on this portion, that gives the precedent that they can suspend the state constitution on any other portion of the constitution. Therefore, we no longer have a state constitution by order of the legislature.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And it's amazing to me how the California Republican Party distanced themselves from Donald Trump during the last election, and the underlying tone was, well, he'll never take California anyhow, so there's no reason for us to get behind him. I thought that was crazy.
Well, let me give you a specific to prove your point. On March 2nd, 2020, a day before the March primary, the chair of the state party, Jessica Patterson, gave an interview to George Skelton of the LA Times in which she said she's advising candidates not to even mention Donald Trump. So when you say they're separating themselves from Trump, that is the prime example.
Just amazing. All right, let's switch to education for a minute, okay? Because, you know, education here in California is, and people, my listeners know that I'm on one of the larger school boards in the state. And, again, people don't realize how much power the governor has over the education system here in this state. We are simply, unlike some other states, we are like a rubber stamp board. We basically tell the state that we're doing the mandates that they sent down to us. Now, you know, when you look at what's going on, and you look at them trying to open these schools or supposedly trying to open these schools back up, now you got the LAUSD Teachers Union saying, ha ha, ain't going to happen unless you can prove to us that everybody's been, you know, vaccinated. And now they're talking about making sure that the households of the kids coming to school have been vaccinated. Oh, and by the way, while we're at it, let's get rid of a third of the police force. This stuff is just out of control. The unions have way too much power in education, don't they?
Well, LA Unified is not getting rid of one-third of its police force. That's not true. They're getting rid of all its police force. And instead, they're going to have, this is no joke, climate coaches.
Yep.
Who are going to be social workers for the kids. Imagine these climate coaches trying to tell a kid to stop selling drugs on campus, and the first climate coach who gets knifed will be the last one on campus.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's amazing to me how they think. And part of the reason they want to get rid of the police, which I think is amazing, is they say there are a certain group of kids that find the police offensive and are afraid of the police. And I'm saying to myself, okay, can we just say what it is? They're talking about the lower socioeconomic kids, the minority kids, and they're saying that they're uncomfortable with police around. So the best thing to do is remove the police so they can stay fearful of them, so they never get to know them. And I don't agree with them. I look at these police officers on campus. These kids, for the most part, they love those cops. They love those sheriffs. They love those policemen because they're building relationships with them. So when they see them in the community, it's not the bad thing that everybody thinks it is. It's totally 180 of what makes sense, isn't it?
But you have to also realize that progressive kids, rich white kids, claim to be afraid of the police as well. They're trying to show they are woke. They're trying to say, I'm not a racist, and I hate cops. And so you should hate cops, too. And so it's not only the poor, it's the very rich who are just, you know, mental cases.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll be back in a few. Well, that's because they got everything for nothing. They didn't have to work for anything, so they don't get it. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Steve Frank will be with us on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
What's rich about that line? It's an old line from the early Obama days, but think about it. She hasn't changed. They have the same mindset today that they had back then. They know what's better for us. They know what needs to be done. You just shut up and sit back. I guess we were smart enough, or barely smart enough, to vote for them. I didn't, but you know what I'm saying. And the rest of that, now we're too dumb to know better. So now they're going to take over for us and make sure that they can cover us. This is asinine. And we let them get away with it. You know, I've been telling you guys forever, I don't mean this by taking up a gun, but, you know, the warriors need to come forward. You got to stop with the Facebook stuff, and you really got to hold their feet to the fire. Make it as uncomfortable for them as they made it for Donald Trump and any MAGA supporter for years. Seriously. Stop with the nice. It's time for us to play by the same guerrilla warfare that they use. T. Frank joins me. He's with the Recall Gavin 2020 Committee, also a senior editor at California Political Review. Steve, thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Joe. I always appreciate being on your show.
I appreciate the information. I mean, California, people, when they think of California, they think of the wide open roads and the great weather and all the great restaurants in and around. Oh, and let's not forget Hollywood. We're not there anymore. Not even close. The roads are falling apart. The governor keeps stealing the transportation funds. You know, we could go on and on with this, and now you're looking, you know, with the mask. Well, he doesn't have to live by the mask mandate. Neither did Feinstein and or Herr Pelosi, which is amazing. But the state isn't what it was 30 years ago, is it?
No, it isn't. I'm going to make you really upset now. As you may know, about 3 years ago, the state passed a cap-and-trade bill that cost tens of thousands of jobs and $3 billion in taxes, with a lot of that money going to the choo-choo to nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
The progressives in Sacramento have determined that's not enough. So they want to double it. They want another $3 billion worth of taxes, tens of thousands more people to lose their jobs, and we're not quite sure yet where they want to put the money. But we do know that when you take $3 billion out of the private sector, that means fewer jobs, fewer investments, and more people moving to Texas.
Oh, but what I've heard out of the governor's office and some people up there is that the governor feels that it's okay for the people who don't want to contribute, think about that, want to contribute, it's okay for them to leave because people are coming here that want to live here that understand they have to pay for all the niceties we have. I would like to know what those niceties are. Is it the $4 plus a gallon gas? Is that what the niceties are?
Well, you should know that there's a bill in the Assembly by Assemblyman Rob Banta that if you leave the state of California and move to Texas or someplace else, they will consider that your assets were created because of the state of California, and they will continue taxing you on your income for the next 10 years, even if you're living in Texas.
I mean, they'll pass that, but that can't hold much with the Supreme Court. There's no, well, with the Supreme Court we have now, maybe. I don't know. But, again, not a tax. These people have not found a tax yet they didn't like or didn't care for. Now they're talking about taxing water, aren't they? Coming in from Washington State, there was a quick grip on that.
That's correct. They're trying to tax water coming from outside the state, and there's also a bill to ban cities that have laws that say you can't tax soda. So they want to have soda taxed at the local level.
Oh God! You're killing me.
So if the city of Santa Clarita has if the city council had passed a law saying we won't tax soda, the state's going to make that illegal.
Yeah, it's amazing what the state is, again, back to some of the crazy stuff they come up with, some of the stuff that they have to deal with on a regular basis or try to make us deal with, and it really has nothing to do with putting more people to work or furthering our education system. You've got a piece that talks about anti-Semitism. You know, it's not just anti-Semitism. It's anti-Christian, pro-Muslim,
right,
if you would. I've seen the books. So,
but I do have good news for you.
Uh-oh.
Very good news for you. The president has decided that California and Texas already have too many illegal aliens. So as you may know, he's importing 25,000 illegal aliens from Mexico, and he's opening the borders to any that want to come in. But here's the good news. He's going to ship them to Iowa, to Kansas, to Wyoming, and Montana, and Vermont, and other states who don't have a illegal alien population, because they deserve to have illegal aliens as well, and we already have our share, according to the governor, according to the president.
Yeah, I have a hard time calling a president, too. You know? It's just amazing. All right. You were talking about Operation Choke during the break. We were discussing that. Now, I knew that there was some pressure put, not just on the banks, but other places, not to do business with some of the undesirable businesses that Obama didn't agree with. But this is bigger than that. Tell people what that is.
Well, the Operation Choke is much bigger. If the government considers a corporation or a think tank or an individual being an enemy of the state who is trying to overthrow the government or is trying to pass along misinformation like telling the truth, then they could have their bank accounts frozen, and they'd have to go to court for years trying to open them, and by that time, they're gone. This is literally the most fascist action a government can take by closing down your bank accounts. But it goes beyond that. Yes, this is Operation Choke, but there is an affiliate organization of the Lincoln Project that has made a list of every person who was hired as a political appointee by the Trump administration. And they have passed that list to corporations and to universities and have said, you may not hire any of these people because they are dangerous, because they work for Trump. And if you do hire them or allow them to speak at your campus, we will make trouble for you and point out that you are seditious.
Yeah, it's just amazing what we, and I use that term loosely, but we've allowed them to get away with. Okay, some of the conversations I've been having with my listeners, and I'm sorry, but I feel this way too. We're not far away from a civil type of war, if you would. And when I say that, I don't mean full-blown guns in the street. I'm talking about, you know, just all-out defiance where, you know, a lot of the stuff's going to be pushed towards the Supreme Court. A lot of stuff's going to be taken care of at the state legislative level. But I don't see a peaceful way to get out of what we're in right now, do you?
There are towns in California where the restaurants have banded together and told the government, we're not listening to you anymore. We're open fully for business. It's going to take that type of operation. As you know, Joe, there were many churches that refused to close just because Governor Newsom doesn't like religion. And so they stayed open. It takes that type of operation to be a constitutional corporation, a constitutional church. Churches are protected by the First Amendment, regardless of what Newsom or Biden or the Democrats say. And so it's going to take courage for people to stand up for their constitutional rights, especially their constitutional right of free speech, because the bullies are out there willing to punch you in the nose if you say you believe in the Constitution.
That's so true. It's so amazing. But they have a different viewpoint of the Constitution. They see it as a living, breathing document. It needs to change for the time. Our founding fathers didn't know about, that interweb thing or Lady Gaga or anybody like that. Right, Steve? I mean, come on. Come into the new age.
Joe, you're behind the times. They no longer believe in the Constitution because it was written by white guys 250 years ago. Therefore, why do we pay attention to it?
Yeah. Just amazing. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg thought we should adopt more of a that the Constitution was outdated. We need to adopt more of a European style of living. And how's that working out for them? But you know, I want to go back to your comment about the churches. The problem that they have with people of faith, true people of faith, is that all of a sudden they've got to compete with a power that's stronger and higher than they are, and they couldn't possibly have people looking towards a God that isn't them, right?
Well, they believe the government is the God.
Yes.
If you disagree with it, you are an atheist, and atheists shouldn't be heard.
Just amazing to me. All right, Steve, tell people how to sign up for your newsletter and check out California Political Review and such.
They can go to capoliticalreview.com, capoliticalreview.com. On the right side of the page is say subscribe, put in your email address, and you'll get a newsletter with 10 articles every morning at 3 a.m., 6 days a week, stories you won't find in the local newspapers or on local TV, or an explanation of how the local newspapers misreported the stories.
Yeah, and I love it. I do. I use some of your stories on a regular basis on the show, and people do not believe that California's that whack. So keep up the good work, Steve. Appreciate your time.
Have a great day.
You too. Joe Messina, your host. Next hour, it's all me. Got to put up with me. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. Steve, thanks. I really do appreciate it.
Hey, Joe. I always...